You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And it is time for a trending report. What's trending? Well, you heard our caller just a few minutes ago, maybe, talking about the Bronco game. A lot of people had made plans for, you know, this Sunday to kick back, watch the Broncos and the Patriots. Nope. Thanks, COVID. The Broncos game has been moved back for now a day. This is the kind of thing, Jeremy, where it could potentially just be canceled.
Right.
Or completely postponed until they figure out what they're going to do with the schedule. Just depending on the various COVID tests. Because so far, the Patriots have had a handful of players test positive, including their starting quarterback, Cam Newton. So what they're saying is, well, we're going to move the game for now to Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
It's a weird time, huh?
Just keep our fingers crossed that they'll be able to get that game in. The NFL didn't want it conflicting with the regular Monday night game. That's why it's starting so early.
Am I correct in saying that Tom Brady played last night with his little team that he's on?
His new team, yeah.
Boy, the video's going around this morning. That guy was throwing all sorts of temper tantrums. He threw a binder. He was yelling at people. It was a hostile work environment with that guy.
That's funny.
I know. I was like, man, he's really whining. That's Jer on sports.
Good job. You know, the thing is, now suddenly people are questioning whether the rest of the NFL season's even going to be able to kind of normally progress, because they've already had to juggle the schedule because of all of these COVID. It's not like baseball where you can make things up with a doubleheader. They need these guys, you know, off for a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To recover. So anyway, we shall see. And the last thing I've got is kind of news for nerdish stuff for you. It has to do with coffee. I'm married to someone who will drink coffee before anything else in the day. Gretchen will go downstairs, start her coffee, won't even think about food, can't even stomach the idea of food in the morning, just needs that coffee. Well, and I think, Jeremy, you were kind of that way too, weren't you?
Very much so. I've switched. I've switched to decaf now, and I've switched to not drinking as much, because I was down in like a big gulp size every morning.
But you're still having it before you have food.
Yes, it would be the first thing I have in the morning, my decaf. Well, I'll take vitamins with it. So
no, that's
not... Does that count? Like my B12 and my vitamin C? So it's funny, I'm the first one down in the house in the morning and I make the coffee, and I've been making decaf for the past 2 weeks, and we were talking about this morning at like 6 whatever for our first trending report, and Nicole heard me and she just now found out that I've been doing decaf the past two weeks. She flipped. Like, you know, I've had several headaches recently. I haven't been feeling well in the morning. I'm like, she's having caffeine withdrawals.
Yeah, but that usually only lasts a day or two.
I know. That's why I said it's like you're probably over the hump now. But yeah, have you been feeling the past 2 weeks? Because I've been making decaf and I got in trouble.
That's usually just a couple of, if she's still having headaches, it might be a
tumor. Might be other thing. It could be very much so a tumor. Oh, God.
Anyway, the study found that if you're pouring coffee into your gut on an empty stomach, that it's not as healthy for you. It jacks up your body chemistry. And they're trying to encourage people to at least have a little something in there. You know, like some toast.
A Pop-Tart or something.
You know, hard-boiled egg.
Toaster strudel.
Toaster strudel.
Scotch.
So good.
Oh, that icing. Oh.
So or one of those brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah. Do you eat those? Do you heat them up in the toaster, or you just open the package and go to town?
Well, I haven't had a Pop-Tart in a million years.
Oh.
I know at least 20 years, probably. But
well, never mind.
In the day, either. I wasn't either. I didn't care if it was toasted or untoasted. Why?
I'm untoasted. Yeah, I don't like them toasted. They get all funky. Too
you
hot.
You do not like to toast them.
No toasting.
I can handle a Pop-Tart either way.
Yeah,
that's the kind of man.
You're a real man. Give me a hot Pop-Tart right there in my front pocket, and I'll go on with my day.
What else is trending?
Well, I'll give you a couple nerdy things as well. This is kind of cool. I actually posted this on our Facebook. How cool would this job be? This dude's job is to blow things up for video game sound effects, and I posted his little Twitter page, specifically the new Halo that's coming out. If you guys are familiar with the Halo games, Halo Infinite is going to be released in December, and they had to go out into various fields and shooting ranges and all these, you know, wide open expanses and blow things up and record the sounds for the video game, and that's somebody's job.
What a
go, and no joke, like, you are definitely not stressed by the end of the day. You've got to be happy at the end of every day. You're blowing crap up.
I wonder what their favorite thing to blow up is.
I don't know. But they were, like, blowing up stuff in sand and then in, like, in rocks and then water to hear what the water sounded like when everything splashes down.
Oh, man.
And if you think about this, this is probably in a majority of video games they do that. So what a gig, huh? How cool is that? It's on our Facebook if you want to check that out. Believe it or not, some movies are still supposed to hit theaters this year. What's coming out? This movie called Freaky, which is a horror comedy starring Vince Vaughn, is supposed to come out in November. There's a Ryan Reynolds comedy called Free Guy coming out in December. Coming to America and Wonder Woman are still supposed to come out in December, so we'll see.
Is Coming to America a remake of the
Eddie
Murphy?
It's Coming to Number Two America. Oh, yeah, so it's the sequel. All these
is
years
Eddie
later.
Is Eddie Murphy in it?
Yeah.
And who was in that with him?
And
was
that other guy. Arsenio.
Arsenio Hall.
I believe he's in it too, yeah.
Okay. What's he been doing for the last 30 years?
Spending his money. But speaking of movies, that new Pixar movie, Soul, was supposed to be coming out, and of course, they're not going to do it. They're going to shoot it right over to Disney Plus, and that'll be coming out on Christmas Day. This time around, free to subscribers. They're not going to go the Mulan route and charge people.
Charge you $30.
It'll be free. Celebrities in social media. The Rock just became the most followed man in America. The Rock now has 200 million followers on Instagram. That is quite a following for that dude.
Including you.
Including me. I'm one of the 200 million. He put on
what
a
kind
little
of stuff does he put
bow tie
on there?
Yeah, he's been getting a little preachy lately with the political stuff, which has kind of been... but a lot of workout videos, a lot of him lifting heavy things and pimping his alcohol brand and everything. So he's using it to promote himself, which is what he should be doing with 200 million people. Let's talk holidays. Thanksgiving specifically. It looks like Thanksgiving turkeys are going to be smaller this year because of the pandemic. Grocery stores are basically saying, we don't think there's going to be large gatherings this Thanksgiving. Not a lot of family coming over, so you're not going to need a 40-pound turkey. So they're killing young birds, Dom, basically, and you're going to have little teeny tiny turkeys this year for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, turkeys are like, I thought I had another year or two.
Whoa, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on. I heard there's a vaccine coming. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, so I wonder what they mean by, I guess, small turkey. I wonder what size that is.
Oh, I actually read that earlier this morning. You want me to try to dig it up? It was something
it
like...
It probably.
Was it 10? No, not 10 pound. I don't know. I'll look at that.
It's a small turkey. New TikTok trend floating around this morning. It's called My Place versus His Place. Ladies are filming their nice, clean apartments, condos, houses. And then they start filming the horrors that they see when they stay at their boyfriend's place. Hmm. And it's just kind of proven that guys are filthy. We're slobs. Especially when your mom's not around to tell you to pick things up. Some of these guys' places were gross, Dom. Like rusted showers, fridges that have nothing but beer and dressing, like ranch dressing.
That's funny.
McDonald's containers all over the place. So you can see some of those videos. They're on our Facebook. The fridges sound like when you were a single guy.
Mine was not dirty at all.
No, fact, just sparse, though.
I'm a bit of a neat freak, but yeah, very sparse. Yeah. It was like a bizarro world when I was single and dating, because I was always neater than the women that I dated. I would go over to their house, and I'd be like, what
ugh,
the?
Gross. All the hair in the drain. And real quick, according to a new survey, 1 out of 3 people say that when this is all over, when the pandemic is done and we're back at work, we should be able to wear slippers to the office.
Damn it. I agree.
We've all gotten used to being so comfortable while we work that, yeah, I guess slippers would be fine. They have dress slippers.
What would be wrong with keeping a pair of slippers at the office? You wear your shoes to work, you know, because you don't want to wear slippers outside. And once you get in there, you kick off your shoes, you slip on those comfortable, snuggy little slip.
Oh, like some of them look like shoes that you'd really never know.
I don't even think that's necessary. Just regular old slippers.
If it makes you more productive, you get your crap done. If I was a boss, I'd be like, slippers for everybody.
Now, maybe not the puppy dog ones with the big ears and the eyes and like our big bunny rabbits.
I'm a big dumb slipper.
So you got to find a semi-professional look, I guess.
I used to have these giant slippers that were Homer Simpson's head, and it was his face, and his mouth is where you slid your foot in, so you'd look down and it looked like Homer Simpson was like trying to eat your leg up.
Who are you trying to kid?
Fantastic.
What is this I used to have? You know they're still in a box.
No,
somewhere.
I wore them so much they wore out.
They were
the best slippers on the planet. All right, clickbait me, you turd.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I hashtagged this video, hashtag oh granny, and hashtag bless her heart. There's a video of a grandma trying to figure out the microphone on her tablet where she's sending like a text, but you hit the microphone button instead. Yeah. And then she messes up. It gets confused. She gets confused about 5 seconds into it. And then it just starts recording everything she's saying. And she's like, what is happening? So yes, bless her little heart. It's kind of funny. It's on her Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Hey, and that's what's trending now.